Like clockwork at this time, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Sue Ann Levy weighs in from the Toronto Sun. So, Sue Ann, just musing moments ago about the stadium that was to be named after Rob Ford. I mean, much was said about it last week, and the mayor was firmly behind the initiative, and Doug Ford was even reluctant to say anything negative about John Tory because he said, you know, he'd found an ally, albeit temporarily. So, you know, the moratorium on being critical of John Tory, I guess that's kind of lapsed today, hasn't it? Was the mayor, because they're not going ahead with it. This proposal was defeated at city council, as you write in your piece in the Sun today, and fairly overwhelmingly, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, 24 to 11, and the vote was taken by the shameless cowards at 5 to 9 last night when they hoped no one would be watching. But I watched. I stuck with it all day because I wanted to see their true colors, and their true colors were exposed. And I found it absolutely disgraceful and sickening.
Well, there are some in here, I guess their explanation, because I can't figure it out otherwise. They're not from the left. John Burnside, my counselor, Kristen Carmichael, Greb, Denzel Min, and Wong, they also voted it down, ostensibly because they think maybe this is the wrong protocol to start naming, you know, after civic or political figures, or at least there should be a waiting period before we consider such. You say what to that?
I say this. On September the 6th, Denzel Min and Wong and Kristen Carmichael Greb, both, and including all of North York Council, except for John Burnside, and I'll give them that, voted to name a public street at York University in honor of Howard Mosco, Howard Mosco Way, when city staff had recommended that it be named Lions Way after the York University Lions teams. So, you can't suck and blow, but they evidently they can on city council. And so that idea just goes right out the window as far as I'm concerned.
Did anybody express why they wanted to vote down this motion?
No, I think it was just all real petty, manipulative kind of politicking. And judging from the response I've gotten, there's a lot of hate out there, a lot of hate. I have been inundated with hateful emails all day, including one gentleman telling me my mother should slap my face all day.
Wow.
For standing up. So there's a lot of hate, and I think, you know, John Tory, you know, despite all the lovely things he said, I've come to conclude that he really wanted this motion to fail, and that, you know, he said all the right trigger words, as my wife pointed out last night, about the divisive error of Rob Ford before they voted at council last night. And that's all these people had to hear, divisive. You know, on one hand, he wants to honor Rob Ford, but then he, you know, started to knock him down about all his habits. So either you honor him or you don't. So as far as I'm concerned, he led the lambs to slaughter. He manipulated them into voting against this whole thing. And, you know, I'm very disappointed in all of them, most especially the mayor.
All right. So he was disingenuous when he was a big proponent last week.
Well, I'm not so sure he was a big proponent all along. But, you know, it's interesting that North York Community Council could name a street after a living councillor who I happened to, well, you and I talked many times over the years about Howard Mosco. And this isn't a Howard Mosco bashing day. But, you know, the point is that Rob Ford, for all his flaws, we've talked about this many times, was genuinely, innately good guy. He looked out for taxpayers. He stood up for the city, and he tried to do what's right. He had a disease. It's called alcoholism. And these, you know, tiny minds on council, and I will say tiny minds on council, most of them being NDP, but not all, would stand up and talk about harm reduction sites and enabling people who have drug problems with harm reduction sites, but they couldn't put their, you know, their hearts and their minds, you know, their pettiness aside and be compassionate towards a man who had a disease.
Nobody can deny he was heavily invested in the community insofar as actually being hands-on, you know, with the Don Bosco football team and, you know, answering to all of his constituents and even outside of his ward. But, you know, which leads to the question, I mean, in these kinds of cases where maybe it's really impactful in the community per se, so that, you know, a counselor out there in Scarborough East who's got no truck or trade or any kind of intimacy with that particular patch of ground that Rob Ford, would, you know, be involved in or, you know, have in his own ward. Maybe it's the ward. It's up to the ward. I mean, I know that that's not how it works down there at city council.
Well, it does. It does. That's the interesting thing, Johnny. That's what I was trying to intimate, was that the Howard Mosco naming just went to North York Community Council. This should have just gone to Etobicoke Community Council, and they should have settled it. It shouldn't have gone to full council. And by bringing it forward, the mayor forced it on the agenda of the council, and that's when the trouble started. It should have just gone to community council, and I think it would have passed. And it's people in Etobicoke largely would have supported it. He was their native son, and he did a lot of good, as you said, for underprivileged black kids at Don Bosco Catholic School. So, you know what? It was a fitting tribute as far as I was concerned. And, you know, these guys can make all the excuses in the world. Nothing. You know, it all comes down to pettiness and politicking.
Well, is it possible the Etobicoke Community Council could have a do-over?
Well, I'm going to suggest it. I'm actually going to suggest it, and we'll see where that goes. Let the chips fall where they may, so to speak.
Mm. I was just looking at your piece and, you know, the A's and the nays and the missing in action. Michael Ford, I mean, he was missing in action. I don't know the circumstances, as I said.
Oh, he had to declare a conflict. So he was actually missing in action for a good reason. The integrity commissioner said he had a conflict. And Mamaliti, I also spoke to, and that'll be in my column tomorrow. His father had hip replacement surgery, and his mother is really sick with Alzheimer's, so he had to take care of his parents. Mm. And
why Denzel Min and Wong voted down?
I think it all going along with, you know...
The mayor.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I think the mayor, frankly, said one thing publicly and another thing privately.
All right.
And I stand by what I say.
Okay, even though the mayor did vote in favor of, but...
Yes, but we've seen this roadshow before, Johnny, mm-hmm. when he voted against adding three councillors, but the rest of the executive committee voted for it.
I see. So he's already done the head count, and then he just understands that it's a moot point. However he votes, it's almost
you
a way of recusing
it.
Himself. Okay.
Yeah. That's the way City Hall works, my dear.
Okay. All right. Wow. I'm glad I'm not a party to it. And you were right there till 9 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God, Johnny. Yes.
Okay. Well, for those who don't think you've suffered enough, let that be their takeaway from that. Sue Ann, a pleasure. We'll talk again next week. And okay. Anything in store we should read on the weekend?
Well, yes, I'm actually going to do a rundown on how useless council was over the last 3 days. Oh. And it should be a fun read. And I've gone through and I've timed everything they were involved in, including the chickens, and let people see.
Okay.
How useless they are.
It's always a revelation reading your pieces in The Sun. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
There you go. Sue Ann Levy from The Sun. And, of course, The Oakley Show Tuesdays and Thursdays.